This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Depression, listen to the Doug Steffen Good Day program for the services of Roberta Fasanelli, Dr. Joy Brown, Ken Kessler, I don't know what he's doing with our social media, whether it's exploded or not since these two characters have been on with us, and then Richie's at the controls in our studio in Washington.
Yes, attempting to control.
Yeah, well, it's all about, see, the male thing, what Joy would tell you is the male thing is all about control. Women are easygoing. It's
No. They're women who are control freaks.
Really?
Sure.
Huh. Not any among us, though.
Well, Roberta.
Yeah. Huh.
Control freak? I'm the last thing for a control freak.
No, actually, I don't think Roberta is. I think Joy's a little controlling.
Joy. She's not bad.
Yeah. No. Yeah, and see, I'm too curious to be controlling. Controlling means you know exactly what's going to happen, and you control the outcome. And I'm just too curious.
Trying to control the outcome.
No.
Well, but I don't care. You know, I'm much more interested to see what somebody else will come up with. I'm insatiably curious.
Trying to control anything is pointless. You might try to guide something, but
controlling your own behavior is a good idea. But
hey,
Bernard,
that little stick over there is your microphone. Get a little closer to it.
Like a lollipop.
Trying to control me, Rich.
If you don't like the rules of the game and you're tired of trying to change the rules or trying to change the people who make the rules, maybe it's time for you to change the game you're playing. I saw that as a philosophy of the day on one of the sites that I read, and I thought that was pretty interesting. The rules, I apply it to
Well,
Kim,
but see, that's mine's just simpler, which is the only behavior you'll ever be able to control is your own.
Your own.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
And yet a lot of people can't even do that, Joy.
Well, but that's the best shot you've got. And I think understanding your own motives, the reason that people are not capable of controlling their own behavior is quite often because they're unwilling to look at their emotions. Because people have the idea that that emotions are bad. Emotions are neither bad nor good. They just are.
Really?
They don't ask for permission. Absolutely. The question is not what are your emotions, because that's an unreasoning response. The question is your behavior.
Right,
and there's so always a loop.
All right, so I'm going to be really open here and exposed and vulnerable.
Okay.
When I was a young man, when I was a boy, in fact, I used to have strong emotional feelings and expressions about most things that I think, when I look back on it, I think they caused fear in me. I remember one dramatic trip to downtown Framingham. My mother wanted to go to the Woolworth store, and outside the Woolworth store was somebody we deemed a beggar. He had no legs, he was blind, and he had a tin cup. I remember it like it was yesterday. And I cried when I saw this guy. And my mother put a quarter in his tin, and I asked my mother who he was and why he was there. And she tried in her own awkward way, excuse me, to explain that he was a troubled man who had a sad life. So I remember going home that night and having a conversation with my father about the same thing, because it troubled me for the rest of the day. My father didn't know what to say, except something that he repeated through the course of my life, from that point when I was probably maybe 4 or 5 to the point when I was in my 40s, when he used to say to me, because I emoted, I was in touch with my emotions. At least people have given me quote unquote credit for that as an adult, but because I showed my emotions, my father told me that I had emotional problems, because I couldn't contain myself. If I was upset with something, I would show that I was upset. And I don't mean that in a loud sense. I just mean that you could tell by looking at me or being around me that whatever it was that we were discussing or whatever I'd experienced, had upset me to the point of emotionally melting me. And if I didn't buck up and be a tough, my father was an orphan, grew up in South Boston, never was allowed to have emotions, didn't know what really emotions were. I saw my father cry 3 times in his life. When my mother died, when his best friend died, and what was the third time? I'm trying to remember the third time he cried. I know.
Taxes, 1976.
So, what we are, I'm convinced of this, Joy. And I think it would be interesting to dig into Roberta a little bit, too. Or all of us, frankly, as far as that's concerned. I don't mean to make this a head game. But in thinking about all the things that we're talking about with regard to people who have strident questions in their reality, Kim Davis is the one we're talking about now. But the world's full of people, you know, who haven't been able to seemingly be normal. I have always prided myself by not thinking I was normal, but yet it sort of worked against me in the circumstances that I just described.
Okay, so, let's back up a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, a couple things. First of all, I think your mother's response was somewhat, it was a different time. I think if a four-year-old asked his mom what happened here, I think an appropriate mom would say, I don't know, let's go talk to this guy and let's find out a little bit about him, because otherwise it becomes
in the 1950s,
we and them.
That
That's
happened?
What I'm saying. Was a different time. Wouldn't have happened. Yeah. It might have
but
happened.
Even now, that's kind of a scary thing to do. You don't know if the guy has, you know.
Well, he's sitting there with a tin cup. But so what? I mean, if you're trying to find out what's going on, or maybe again, it's just my insatiable curiosity.
Are you afraid a blind guy with no legs is going to jump up and attack you?
We should talk about that, Roberta. All right. So number one, the question is, rather than demonizing somebody and saying he was unfortunate or he was a bad person or God doesn't love him, and I've heard people say all of those things.
God doesn't love him?
Yeah, you go and ask. Well, because we really live in a Calvinist society that says that good people are rewarded and bad people are punished. You don't have to go very far. All you have to do is listen to a whole bunch of the candidates to hear that. All right, so that's number one of what's really going on here. That's called reality testing. The second is, I actually have a nephew at one point that was at a family dinner and started crying, and my sister, his mom, said, Cowboys don't cry, and I said, be an astronaut. You know, you don't have to follow those rules. But there is a link, and my point is that, Doug, if you understand what your emotions are, that, gee, if I'm not a good person, this could happen to me. I could lose my legs. I could be blind. And you know, that's because the first question is, where did those tears come from? Were you feeling sorry for him? And you already alluded to the fact you weren't feeling sorry for him. You were feeling fearful. Fearful has to do with, could this happen to me?
Mm.
So once you acknowledge that, then you have the choice about expressing it or not expressing it. Until you do, your emotions will sandbag you. And that's my point, is that we need to deal with the reality of what we're feeling, even though it may be unpalatable, because until then, we have no way of dealing with our behavior at all. And the bottom line is, no one should ever be judged for their feelings, because you have no control over them.
Why did
you
I
will
go down
and
the
should
street?
Be judged.
I'm trying to remember what I was thinking when I started this. It was something that was going on.
Control.
I mean, it was about control.
About
right.
And
power and control. Yes, thank you. And how it is that so many people who need to be in charge are lacking something. And so in this circumstance, I think that we aren't, we're really, we're not allowed as a society to
well,
be
men
in
are
touch
not.
With how we feel.
Men are not.
Men,
I
for
think
sure.
To a certain extent, we allow women a huge, we don't allow women to be strong, but we don't allow men to be emotional. And we'll all be happier if women can be strong and men can be emotional. And we'll meet somewhere in the middle, that we're human beings.
See, I'm just the opposite there, too. I love strong women. And that's one of the things. And I don't feel like I need somebody to take care of me. I just like that presence because of the security that goes with it. I think strength of mind, body, strength of emotions, strength of spirit, one spirit is very exciting on both sides. I think more people need to have it. People don't want to be in touch for whatever the reason. And maybe the society is beating it out of them. You know,
well,
we have
again,
to go along with everybody.
Well, it's not that. I think it's that people feel that people feel guilty about their emotions. And I'm trying to convince people, but emotions just happen. They're neither good nor bad. They just are. Mm-hmm. The behavior is what you're going to be judged by and should be held judged by. That you can feel angry with somebody, but you don't slap them.
Right.
You can feel sad, and depending on the situation, I mean, sadness, sometimes crying is a perfectly appropriate thing to do, but if somebody else is feeling sad and they're asking you for some help, you crying is probably not the world's
best. Yeah, I've never seen Richie cry. I guess Kenny has been more emotive. I don't ever remember seeing Richie or hearing him really express any, other than anger, any emotions that would be telling. I don't think he wants to be emotional or feels that it's appropriate to be, but I think, and I only say this lovingly, I think we all have to be more in touch. Maybe I do enough for everybody.
Well, I think part of it is context. Mm-hmm. For example, you know, I've worked in male industries my entire life, and I've made it, I'm an emotional human being. I have no problem about tears. I don't think there's anything wrong with them. I have never cried at work, nor will I ever. Yeah. It's just and I have scars in my hand from digging my nails in, so I wouldn't cry. I just felt I was working in a man's world.
Yeah, when you were listening to a patient or just things.
Well,
that
part's easy. I'm talking about broadcasting. I worked as an engineer. I worked on the space program.
Oh, okay.
So in male context, and quite often I was the only woman, and I just made it a complete rule. I would never cry at work because men are so dismissive of women doing things like that.
Oh,
you're doing it to manipulate us, or you're really weak.
Right.
So I have never cried at work.
I remember I had a job where I would go into the bathroom for exactly 3 minutes at the top of the hour, like from 9 to 9.03, and cry my eyes out and go back and start to
remember broadcast news.
That's exactly what I did.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The only thing that makes me cry, Doug?
Yeah.
Putting your dog down.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
If you don't cry when you put your dog down, there's nothing wrong with you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but you had your emotions strengthened when you had the cancer. And I think that there was a different sort of emotion. You were strong, and it was a reality based in some part at the beginning on fear. But then afterwards, you just decide, I'm going to kick this, you know.
You put your life in perspective, right, Rich?
Did you cry when you found out that you had cancer?
No. I'll answer that question. You didn't. I can't imagine. Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't have spoken so soon.
No.
Yeah, maybe not.
I was scared. Mm. That few days where you don't know what it is, it's scary. It's very scary.
Yeah.
It's very scary. Mm. But then once you know what it is and you have a plan.
Your crying wouldn't have been you being sorry for yourself, other than what you might be thinking about, okay, I'm going to leave my wife, she's going to be alone, I'm going to leave my children alone.
Think about more about your family than you do about yourself, right?
Right.
Oh, absolutely. Right. Yeah, 100%.
All right. So here we are stimulating people with all kinds of things that we all ought to be thinking about more, frankly. 19 after the hour and good day.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
23 after. Wait a minute, it's not 23 after. 21 after. Come on. Right, Richie.
21.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
No! That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Mars concert here on Good Day 23 after the hour. Joy Brown, Roberta Fasanella. All right, let's get the opinion of the ladies as to how they like Bruno Mars. Interesting name, even. I have often confused Adam Levine and Bruno Mars, and I don't know why. I don't know this.
I think they look the
same.
Yeah, right.
Bruno, he's doing the Super Bowl.
Right, that's why we have the concert. The NFL is inviting Bruno Mars back for the Super Bowl halftime show next, February, right?
Yep.
Yes. Uptown Funk is how his singing is described. So he was, 2 years ago he was there? And then Katy Perry was last year.
Yeah.
This time around, Mars was asked to curate the halftime show, which means he'll produce and put it together. So he'll get his own guests, that sort of thing.
Well, that's what he was originally, right? He originally was a top-notch producer. It's just in recent years
really?
He became an artist of his own right.
Yep. I did not know that.
He was a producer.
Really? Record producer.
He's been performing since he was a little kid. I mean, he was the little kid that played Elvis in Honeymoon in Vegas. He was the little kid that played Elvis in that thing.
Okay.
So
he's
halftime.
He's got the hair. He's got the hair.
The performance last time around 2 years ago drew 115 million viewers. Katy Perry saw 121 million last year. So the NFL says that they want him back. So what is that? Now, they don't get paid. And I guess the NFL was thinking last year to ask the people who performed to pay them for the exposure.
What? Really?
Oh, you didn't know that?
Absolutely.
No, I know that.
Totally makes sense.
Yeah. Really? You think?
Why wouldn't you pay for that exposure? Think about it.
Because you're helping the NFL and the advertisers, and they share the advertising revenue?
Yeah, you're on the biggest television event of the year.
Yeah.
It's true.
You're promoting your new album.
Worldwide.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely you should pay to be on it.
Not me. I wouldn't pay. You wouldn't see me paying to be on there, Richie.
If you could go on there for 1 minute and say, I'm Doug Steffen, and I do a radio show Monday through Friday, 4 a.m. to 10 a.m. East Coast time, nationally syndicated, you wouldn't pay for that.
No, how much would you pay is the question.
I give him a thrill by having perhaps my left side of my shirt with a hole in it.
I was going to say he'd have a wardrobe malfunction.
Right, that's right. It. Yeah. Right. Oh, what's wrong with that?
Easy. How much would you pay? Richie, how much would you pay?
To see the tune out on Doug's nipple gate?
Whoa.
Fun to see.
Doug, no crying. There will be no crying now.
No crying. No, not at all. All right, so Bruno Mars looks like he's the halftime performer. Story at DougStephan.com. Also at DougStephan.com, you're going to find information on a great product for your health and well-being. This is for everybody. Roberta and Joy, Richie and Kenny and I and others who have gone down this road. Matter of fact, I think, Joy, you have Super Beats as a sponsor of your program?
I don't think I do.
Oh, I think you should have that.
Okay. I love Beats.
Yeah, no, this is really very...
I know it's...
This is very, very penetrating stuff. Super Beats is a product that you mix. It's powdered. Three beets are ground up for every teaspoon that you put into the glass of water. You get three beets.
Does it taste
there.
Good?
Tastes, if, it does taste good, but if you don't like the taste of beets, it comes in black cherry flavor as well.
Ooh.
So you've got the benefits of three whole beets and one teaspoon of Super Beets. It opens up your arteries and veins, gets the blood to go to your muscles, your brain. It gets the blood flowing into your organs. It is the key to keeping your blood pressure low or getting it down low because it opens up the flow everywhere. It just is a perfect way for you to get more energy and be more responsible for the health of your body. Here's the deal. Purchase two boxes of Neo 40. You get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats. Call now 800-655-4183 for Super Beats. 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com to check in. 800-655-4183 to talk to a beat expert.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
Not all barbecues are the same. Not all guitar licks are the same. Not all motor oils are the same either. Valvoline Full Synthetic High Mileage with MaxLife technology actually is different. It's the superior protection of synthetic for cars over 75,000 miles. But don't just believe us. See for yourself at seeadifference.com. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood.
I'm Joe Mantegna. The men and women of our nation's armed forces exemplify courage and leadership through their service to our country. When a soldier returns to civilian life, they can bring the same values and skills that they learned in the military and apply them to their workplace. So if you're an employer, on behalf of the Coalition to Salute America's Heroes, I urge you to hire smart and bet on a vet. It's a great way to show your appreciation for their service. To learn more, call this number or visit saluteheroes.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Facebook. Kenny Kessler is monitoring Kenny Shelton and the thousands of other people that follow us on Facebook. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show. Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden, Roberta Fasinelli, Joy Brown, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. People always ask me, what do I do when we're not on the air? Sometimes we have a conversation.
What don't you do?
Sometimes. Well, what I did in this last break was enjoy a cucumber and a tomato. I chopped up a cucumber from the local farm and the tomato from a local farm. Used to have a garden. The last couple of years, I haven't had a garden. I used to have a garden every year, big gardens. I'd give away all of the stuff that I grew. One of the things that I find most rewarding in my life, and this says something about me psychologically, Joy, I'm sure. I don't like the fall and into the winter because it means the death or the end of things.
Oh, my gosh. I feel exactly the same way, Doug. You're the first person I've ever heard to say that.
I thought I've said that on the air many times.
Oh, my gosh.
I love the, even when we get into January and February, ordering seeds for the garden. It means spring is here, the rebirth, the regrowth.
When's your birthday?
Mine is November 5th. Yours is close to mine, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, we're both Scorpios. Yeah. See, I love the fall, and I don't like hot weather particularly.
You're loving this stuff. We broke all records in Boston yesterday. 98 degrees, humidity like you wouldn't believe.
I know. It's been a really gruesome summer.
It's a nice summer here, except for now. It's nice. nice.
This is beautiful.
All right, well, anyway, the point here is that this story that we are carrying today at DougStefan.com about the folks who have been infected with salmonella after eating cucumbers grown in Mexico.
Salmonella? I know them well. It's from Jersey.
Okay. The salmonella, listeria, E. coli, whatever it is that you get from eating this garbage that comes from places that you know not. This is the trouble with our food industry today. This is just one more example of some people thinking that they can buy cheap food and be as well off as if they were buying it from the local grocer, the greengrocer, or better yet, especially at this time of year, go to the local farm, get the cucumbers, go pick the raspberries, go out in the field and see what's going on. That's what the locavore movement is all about, and that's what most people in this country, when they think about it, want for their food. They want to have good, safe, locally grown food. You would never find this report affecting people from a local farm. It just doesn't happen. It happens when these huge farms grow all of this stuff, and they don't control the refrigeration. They don't control how it's kept either before or on the way. And so you get these sorts of things. And so is this horrible? It's not horrible. It's just another reminder of where we're going in the food department. All right, I just heard a groan. Who groaned?
Not me.
Joy, that was you groaning?
Well, I mean, to say that you're never going to run into problems with local... There has never
find me a report where locally grown produce has produced salmonella or listeria. And the same with milk. You can't... In milk, I can speak with authority when it comes to milk. You can't find any example of a local producer of milk that created a problem with listeria that wasn't a result of something else beside his own negligence. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, but I mean, the point is when you get a huge amount of produce from one particular place, then when there's a problem, it's going to be much more, by definition, widespread, which it's going to get a lot more attention. But, look, we deal with an imperfect world, and we deal with people handling stuff without being as conscientious as they might be. And, I mean, so I think what we need to do, being the customers, is make sure you wash everything. Make sure your surfaces are clean.
Make sure that you know where the stuff comes from. There's much more of a chance for things that come that are not domestic. Look at what happened with the milk that came from China last year or 2 years ago. The things that are produced locally, you and I may have a discussion about this, maybe not, but I think the proof would be on my side in terms of what you get that's good, that's locally grown in the Maine.
I'm absolutely in favor of dealing with local merchants for a bunch of reasons. First of all, it supports the economy. Second of all, there's less time from the time it is harvested to get to you, which is always better and fresher.
Right.
But I think the idea being that big is bad is not...
I'm not... I don't like big farms. I would argue the point. Big farms have ruined American agriculture, frankly. Our poll today...
Clarence Birdseye ruined American agriculture.
No, actually, Clarence Birdseye was a big help. Frozen vegetables are much... If you buy Birdseye frozen peas, they are much better for you because they are frozen when they are picked.
Yes, but...
But what?
That started the whole non-local farming...
Well, that may have been.
Capabilities.
But if you're talking about quality
where we
food...
we can ship food from here to there.
Well, what we're trying to do now is ship food and fool people that it's fresh. The lettuce that gets shipped across the country from the Hidden Valley of California to New York City and put in a store and watered down so that it looks fresh when it's actually 4 days old or more and doesn't have anywhere near the value food... Well, lettuce doesn't have much value anyway, like cucumbers. But if you're talking about a tomato or some other thing that has substantive value nutritionally, by the time it's picked, put in the truck, brought to the East Coast, you've lost 50% of whatever the value is in that food. And so the obvious thing is to find something that's grown locally that you hope is going to end up in your mouth in 24 hours. hours or so, and that's a reality that does happen, even in big cities. So our poll today at DougStefan.com, where do you tend to buy fruits and vegetables? A, Walmart. Oh, my God. Yeah. B, a chain grocery store. C, a local grocery store. D, the local farmer's market. E, other. People go to Target and buy.
Especially fruit and vegetables around here, is on the corner. Yeah.
Well,
not even
the corner store,
it's just
those
the stands.
The stands on the corner because they're very ripe. You know, if you buy it at the food stores, then, you know, you have to wait like 5 days for an avocado to be ripe to be eaten. Yeah. You buy the carts, you eat it right there and then.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it's a preference. It's knowledge as well, by the way.
It's the best way to pick an avocado. I love avocados. I eat three or four.
With your hands?
It's like you have like 2 days to eat it in between where it's like really hard and black. You get that 2 day window.
And peaches are even worse. If you buy a peach, I just still don't know how to do it because if you either buy them and they'll make your gums bleed, or by the time you put them in a paper bag for a couple of days, they've completely rotted.
And the kiwi is the same. If you put them in a bag for too long, they go from hard to soft really quickly.
Yeah,
that's the way. You need to be careful about that. All right, our poll page also with the results of yesterday's poll. The question was, next round of debates next week, what's the most important issue to you? 34% said immigration, 27% said the economy, 23% said ISIS, 12% said the tax system, 4% said something else. All right, Roberta, you answer that question. What's the most important issue to you as far as candidates and their doublespeak?
Go through the choices again, Doug.
Economy, ISIS, immigration, taxes, other.
Other.
Other. All right. So what is other for you?
I say government reform.
Government reform. Well, that sort of brings into all of these things.
Reform, you know, like term limits, doing away with lobbyists, total transparency as to who you're getting your money from to fund your campaigns, total transparency as to, you know, who's paying. I think politicians should be like race car drivers, that they should wear on their clothing everybody who is sponsoring them.
That's a great idea.
Yep.
Joy, how do you look at that picture?
I'm really with her. The most horrifying sort of feelings I have about government is that there was a documentary that was done a couple of years ago about two guys from California who decided they wanted to have a constitutional amendment that had two parts to it. Mm-hmm. Number one, that you had to read that if you're voting on a law, you had to, under penalty of law, of perjury, you had to attest that you'd read it before you voted on it. That's all. And second of all, that any law had to be printed in a public forum. It was either 2 weeks or 4 weeks before it was voted on. They couldn't get it passed. They went to North Dakota, which has the least population and apparently the most liberal kinds of ways of getting somebody put on a constitution. Couldn't get it passed. The idea that these guys have no idea what they're voting on, that they've already sold their vote, that we have no idea what they're voting on, is ridiculous. So I agree with campaign reform. And again, I think if we're going to get good people to run for government, you can't have them agree with everything, because no candidate is ever going to say, realistically, folks, we need to raise taxes. We don't have enough money, because he'll never be elected. So they'll tell you whatever they think you want to hear.
Realistically, we need to clean up government and get rid of waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse, because it amounts to 34 cents on every dollar. By the time you get finished paying for waste and fraud and corruption, and you pay the interest on the debt, you got about 30, somewhere between 30 and 40 cents to pay the bills. That's it. So how do you like that?
I agree. Well, and looking, I mean, the idea of the $900 Pentagon toilet. So, I mean, there's a lot of work that could be done if somebody decided that we're going to pay attention to what's going on.
Easily. They're easy targets, not even hard targets, easy targets. Speaking of that, let me help your hair. If your target goal is to make yourself look better and your hair is a problem, that is, you're losing it, you have thinning hair. I don't think that problem afflicts anybody on this program except me. Are you getting thin hair?
Me? Are you kidding? I have enough for all of us.
Yeah, that's what I thought. But for those who don't have enough for all of us, there is Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment that is proven to work on the causes of hair thinning. When you use cheap shampoos, it fills up your pores. If you go to the dollar store and you buy your shampoo, Roberta, it fills up the pores on your scalp. The hair follicles can't get through. your hair falls out, it all, everybody's hair falls out. It can't be replaced if the pores are plugged up. So you need something to unplug the pores in order to get the hair growing again. This is the natural way of doing it. Hair going goodbye? Call 800-525-8319. Get your hair back or your money back. I like that. Provia. Order at 800-525-8319. Order the regular Provia free. You'll get Provia Super Concentrate. So two bottles of Provia for the price of one. And the upgrade to priority shipping is free. If you mention Doug Steffen, 800-525-8319. Provia. Get your hair back. You'll be in a safe zone, and you'll be happy with the way you look. That's the whole deal. Money back or hair back, you make your choice after you try it. 800-525-8319.
Musicians, it's Yamaha Month at Guitar Center. Save up to 15% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series studio monitors. Buy one, get one half off. Save up to $200 on select Yamaha acoustic and electronic drum sets. Up to $500 off Yamaha synths. Or get up to a $50 gift card when you buy select Yamaha acoustic guitars. 50, 100, 200, up to $500 off select Yamaha gear. The best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center. Don't miss it.
Doug Steffen here. You've heard me talk about how amazing GenuCell is, developed around plant stem cell therapy, getting rid of the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. I use it and I love it. The people who work with me on the program use it and love it. And now, here's an extraordinary way for you to further enhance the beauty of your eyes. It's the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, a powerful all-natural treatment that precisely targets the dark circles under and around your eyes. No more makeup. So you have GenuCell working on the bags, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes. The new product from Chamonix, the Platinum Dark Circle Treatment, which you get free when you order GenuCell at 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262. You'll get the 12-hour guarantee of the change, get rid of the dark circles and all the other things, the bags, the puffiness, plus a free luxury gift with your GenuCell order. 800-543-9262. That's 800-543-9262.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money, or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
49 past the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Tell me the death of Tyler Sash, former Iowa and Giants safety, who died at the age of 27, wasn't related to the same old thing when it came to football players, concussions, brain injury, future problems, suicides. The Des Moines Register confirmed the news. The cause of death has not been publicly stated. One of the greatest defensive backs in Iowa history. history. He had a lot of really good college experiences. Yeah. His NFL career was short-lived.
And he was also caught in 20. He was drafted in 2011, and in 2012, he was suspended for performance-enhancing drugs. Right. And he also was taking Adderall for anxiety.
Yeah. Okay, so here's a troubled guy who has I don't know.
Public intoxication.
He's a troubled guy.
Yeah.
And so what brought that about? Is it his fear of failure? Is it his fear of what may be going on in his body or his brain that he doesn't want anybody to know about? There are all kinds of things, but this is almost as bad as the Army. Suicides in the Army, are there? Like 8,000 suicides a week or something in the Army, thousands of them every year. This is the same kind of stuff. We have a lot of troubled people in our country. Nice to be able to deal with them and make their life better, make all of our lives better. 51 after on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now 53 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, Ken Kesler and I have with us the lovely and talented, not just lovely, but talented as well, Greg Stebbin, who's the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. And in that position, he gets exposed to all kinds of things. So we're going to talk about the Apple, the Moto G, the Moto X, the OnePlus 2, 3 and 4 equals 7, 7 and 7 is 14, 14 and 14 is 28. And we'll go way beyond that. Plus Google Street View and how that operates. Maybe those of you who are looking around, I'll tell you the story in a minute of why I'm asking the question here on Good Day.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Geico applauds your inner ride leader.
An enthusiastic engine rev goes out to the biker in you who leads the pack. Even if that pack is a party of one, you're still a leader to Geico. To prove it, Geico will insure your motorcycle with great rates and 24/7 customer service. And with Geico by your side, you're never cruising solo, which means you've just been nominated as a real ride leader. Congrats. The smell of fine leather and trailblazing is in your future.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices,
like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, a 24-pack of Crayola crayons is just 50 cents.
Offer valid in-store only while supplies last. Limit 30 per customer ends 9/12/15.
All right, technology person Greg Stebbin here on Good Day. Google Street. The apps, the new capabilities. We were looking last night at some video from Google Earth of a particular area in Florida. We're just nosing around looking at some places down there. And I said, let's try Google Earth. I had forgotten about Street View. I thought if you use Google Earth, you would get to Street View. And apparently, that is something you can do if you're smart enough to know where to look. But I was lucky to remember Google Earth, frankly. But Street View really is amazing, and now they're making it more interesting, Google is, by offering people who have spherical cameras and gyroscope phones to take video and send them up. My God, where does all of this stuff come from?
That's a big question,
Doug. Thank you. A gyroscope-equipped phone. What in the world?
Well, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that I think all smartphones are gyrographically.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. So what enables smartphones to do many of the things that they do are things like gyroscopes and accelerometers. These are just sensors built into the phone.
Accelerometers? Why don't I have one of those in my
you
phone?
You do have an accelerometer in your phone.
Sure?
I'm pretty sure, yeah. Yeah, because so for instance, when you're using navigation, how does it know that you're moving?
Amazing, huh?
Yeah, it is. All of that is, you know, 10-cent chips inside your phone.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
All right, Apple's latest iPhone, already a bore, expecting...
Well done.
This is wrapped around wild expectation or anticipation. These announcements are pretty routine. Is there a buzz here? I don't know. Is there? Is this the iPhone? There's a new iPad, too, isn't there?
We don't know. We'll know later today. I mean, my personal sense is that people are going through sort of Apple announcement fatigue.
Fatigue, yes.
Yeah, I mean, this worked really well for a long time, but everything ends up wearing itself out, and
right.
I think Apple needs to find a new way to introduce products from space or underwater or something, because I'm tired of the rumor mill and the speculation and the speculation about the speculation and the scorekeeping. I would just like them to introduce their products and make them available to people who want to buy them.
Hmm. All right. Moto G, we talked about yesterday, Moto X. Some of the other things that are around, you can spend a few seconds, if you'd like, telling us why you think some of the competition is just as good and less expensive. I thought yesterday made a good case for the Moto X, half as much money as an Apple iPhone.
Well, unless Apple introduces a low-priced phone later today, and if they don't, I'm guessing they probably wish they had, because phone subsidies are going away. It's coming right out of your pocket.
Oh, really? No subsidies for phones?
Not at Verizon, and I think the other carriers will follow.
Let's hear it for Verizon. Boo! Greg Stebbin, let's hear it for him. Yay!
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. cancellation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.